Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We have an interesting mix of the latest developments from the financial world. Kicking off the news this Sunday, March 3, 2024, we revisit a landmark customer advocacy case. A rural homeowner, a victim of substandard roof repairs after the 2018 hailstorm, finally saw victory. Initially managed by HDI Global Specialty, the repairs deteriorated, causing major structural issues. After an arduous four-year dispute, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in. HDI was directed to pay $40,000 for damages and an extra $2,000 for resulting distress. This reinforces the insurer's obligation to the policy and brings relief for the homeowner. Shifting gears towards the real estate landscape, we're seeing an unexpected surge, contradicting fears of property investors' retreat. Mortgage commitments to investors have surprisingly risen by a whopping 20%. Though the sale of investment properties has increased, an influx of investors and strong migration patterns are still shaping a complex rental landscape. Industry experts advocate for a thorough evaluation of investment trends and government policies for a comprehensive understanding of the market's stability. Now, let's talk superannuation. Recent research rings alarm bells about the potential long-term costs of the early superannuation withdrawal policy triggered during the COVID pandemic period. Under this scheme, Australians accessing their funds early could face significant retirement shortfalls. A 30-year-old could potentially be left with $93,600 less. This policy could cost taxpayers between $75 to $85 billion over 60 years due to increased pension expenses and lower tax revenue. Younger taxpayers might bear an extra tax burden of $3,000 each. Finally, in the world of life insurance, Clearview Wealth is relishing its new era. After focusing solely on life insurance, the company is reporting a 32% increase in underwriting profits. With a shift in strategy, Clearview is seeing solid growth in all areas under the helm of Managing Director Nadine Gooderick. The company's market share has grown to 10.9%, with total in-force premium showing a 10% rise to $359.2 million. That concludes your daily industry roundup. For more details and comprehensive coverage on these stories and more, log on to financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a financially prosperous day ahead.